Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're here live with us at Blog Talk Radio, Praise the Lamb of God, with PSM Live. And I thank and praise God for all of you that's here with us today, waiting on this prophetic perspective again another day. Praise the Lamb of God. I am just so distracted at the moment. I'm looking at my visual screens and what have you here. Praise God, and looking at the prepping and the missile rising into position here in North Korea to start this war. People of God, we must get into a posture of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I know God knows what he is doing, but I tell you, there is going to be bloodshed unprecedented. Praise the Lamb of God as these missiles start firing and all of the other nations that's planning to participate in this, including America, will affect us in some kind of way. So look at this, people of God, and take concern anytime you hear of war. North Korea and South Korea going to war. They're really the same people. Praise the Lamb of God. They're really brothers and sisters fighting one another because of this new dictatorship. This guy is very, very young, very, very inexperienced, and yet he is trying to get his name in the Hall of Fame, trying to get his name in a place of prestige and power, and therefore the way to do that, I remember listening to war movies and what have you, is they only remember kings and warriors. And those who have great wars, such as Adolf Hitler, do great things, their names remain, and the rest fade away in the sand of time. And these type of wars are senseless. They have no meaning to them. They accomplish nothing but death and mourning and grief and a loss of generations of life. And it's our responsibility as the Church of Christ to continue in prayer in these second and third world countries that we get involved in, because we are the world power, and therefore it will affect America. And brothers and sisters, I hate to tell you this, but there is going to be war. They're going to launch that missile. I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, people of God, again, thank you for being here. Those of you that's listening via the internet and would like to call in and be a part of our live show today. Today is Word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for all of those already posting words. The Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, prophetic Word of God there on our page at PSM International on Facebook. But you can call in and be a part of our live studio here at 646-564-9818, error code 646-564-9818. My God, the fast is on, and I tell you, this second week is taking me into another realm. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I had another one of them type of visions last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you, oh my goodness, hallelujah, that brought me straight to my knees when I woke up this morning. Hallelujah, at what God is doing and where he's trying to take us in this powerful, praise the Lamb of God, revelations that he's given concerning his spirit. Last night, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, I was employed in spiritual transportation. Praise the Lamb of God, in the spirit, praise the Lord. It was as though the Lord, the Holy Spirit, was teaching me how, praise the Lamb of God, to do it, how to transport myself, praise the Lamb of God, by his spirit, into other dimensions, into other places. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, it was some kind of experience. One minute I was one place, the next minute I was another place, and he was teaching me through, praise the Lamb of God, showing me how demonic forces travel, and then showing me how his forces travel. Oh, my goodness, people of God. Maybe that doesn't sound exciting to you, but I'm telling you the truth. It's super exciting to me, praise the Lamb of God, that during this fast season, God is showing, praise the Lamb of God, and giving revelation concerning, praise the Lamb of God, all of these things. It's just an awesome, awesome thing to me, praise God. I have never, ever had any type of visions on this level before. I have never, praise the Lamb of God, had any type of visions or anything of this type of movement before, praise the Lamb of God. Only thing I ever had in movement before is seeing an altar with me standing behind it going across the sky. But this type, boy, I mean, this is high-tech kind of thing, boy. I'm telling you the truth, praise the Lamb of God, going through walls, things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, on behalf of the kingdom work and the kingdom assignment. and was showing me all you have to do is do this, do that, do that. I'm not going to share any of that, praise the Lamb of God, because, of course, when I rose this morning, I laid up before the Lord on the floor and just told the Lord, I want to be all that you want me to be, and I want to do all that you want me to do in this season, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and I'm at your feet for the revelation so that you can give me all that you would have me to do, praise the Lamb of God. I don't want to miss nothing, no rock unturned. I want to do all for God in this season that he would have me to, praise the Lamb of God, as we usher in, hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, a revival is needed so desperately in our nation, in our world, until, OMG, praise the Lamb of God, my soul is longing for it. My soul longs to see the power and the demonstration of God so mightily that the world cannot deny, hallelujah, the glory that's being seen on the people of God. I'm not just praying for myself. I'm praying for you, hallelujah, that you too will rise to this position, that you too will receive these revelations, that you too, praise the Lamb of God, will encounter God in a greater way. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. Boy, I didn't know what God was telling me when he told me to do this fast and that he would honor this one. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Because our hearts are right in what we're seeking God for. Not for material things. That's not what we're seeking him for. Praise, those are friends' benefits. We're seeking him for spiritual power, spiritual revelation. Hallelujah. For the spiritual giftings to come into full operation, for the full flow of the Holy Spirit to flow through us. Hallelujah. That we might win men to Jesus Christ. Our world is sick, people of God. It needs the healing balm. Hallelujah. Jesus not coming down again except to judge the world, praise the Lamb of God, and to cause us to enter into the new Jerusalem. We are his feet. We are his hands. We are his mouthpiece, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, I'm excited about God today, and I'm excited about you, and you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I praise God for you. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Just to be close to you, Lord, just to know that you consider me. Just to know, hallelujah, that I can't lay down and make myself have visions and dreams, but that they come from you. It's more, hallelujah, hallelujah, Father, than I can bear in my mind that you consider me. Glory to the Lamb of God, people of God, hallelujah. If God is showing you anything, if God is moving in your life in any way, if he's speaking to you in any kind of way, girlfriend, boyfriend, let me tell you what you better be doing. You better be praising God that you are on his agenda, that he knows your spiritual address, praise the Lamb of God, that he already has checked you out, and that he has counted you worthy for visitation, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. That's something to shout about and rejoice about, people of God, because let me tell you something. Everybody on your block is not receiving that. Hello, somebody. Ding, dong, ding. Everybody is not receiving that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if you're receiving that type of revelation and flow from God, hallelujah, and from his spirit, oh, my goodness gracious, then you are a wonder in the earth realm. Praise the Lamb of God amongst men. Hallelujah. Oh, you are a well-kept secret, praise the Lamb of God. You are a well-kept secret, praise God, and God has plans for your life, praise the Lamb of God. Okay, people of God, hallelujah. Since today is Word Day, you know we're going to do some things today, praise the Lamb of God, some prophecies coming forth, things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, which the Lord had already spoken about this morning in prayer. Praise God, hallelujah, for us to do, be released to do that today on the show. Praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Boy, it's been so exciting teaching you all these steps, hallelujah, as we encounter the Pentecostal experience. This has been exciting to me also, to be able to bring you fresh word, fresh revelation. Praise the Lamb of God. I got so many inboxes and texts yesterday concerning just the tidbits we did on yesterday, plus the conversation that we had concerning our young people, our children, that was so blessed, just so blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that we had those experiences on a plane, whereas that we could discuss it, hallelujah, that it would be beneficial to each of us as we continue to try to raise our children in a godly way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, the one thing that Gabriella said to me when she said to me, she says, Dad, I want to be called Noel now. And I said, why, Gabby? She said, I know the Lord told you to name me Gabriella, and I love my name, but I want to be called Noel because Noel means precious gift. And I looked at her, and I said, you are a precious gift. I said, and guess what, Gabby? All children are precious gifts. And it dawned on me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, if we can raise our children as Noels, hallelujah, if we can raise our children as knowing to them that they are special gifts, and we treat them as such, and we guard their minds, their sanctity, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and their sanity from this wicked society that we live in, and raise them in a God-fearing way, praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, people, they may go astray, but they won't jump the track. No. Take it from me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My mother raised me in that way. And I don't care what I did wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know what I'm going to tell you, don't you? I was always praying. There was always the God presence. There was always something, praise the Lamb of God, that I was doing. Hallelujah. And interacting with God, saying, Lord, please get me out of this. Lord, I'm sorry for that he will not go astray from those teachings of prayer, those teachings of repentance, those teachings of being right with God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let's train up our children in the proper way, people of God, and our grandchildren. And some of us grandparents got to get a hold of our grandchildren. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't be talking about, I didn't raise mine, them, your, blah, blah. And you know they don't know what they're doing. Praise God. You are the great head of the family now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get in your position. Look at them children. Find the ones that need you more. Hallelujah. Draw them close to you. Lay your hands on them. Pray for them every time you touch them. Yes, Lord. Pray for them every time you touch them. Praise the Lamb of God, and watch God do something very, very special with your children, praise the Lamb of God, and your grandchildren, and your great-great-grandchildren until it's coming. And let me tell you something, this, I want to make a bold announcement to you. Jesus is coming, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Jesus is coming back, people of God, and I'm not on here talking about he's coming today, I don't know the day or the hour, but this I know. The signs of the time, hallelujah, are dictating that Jesus is on his way back. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's the truth of the matter. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love Jesus today. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. We're going to go into our prayer session right now. Praise the Lamb. And we're going to intercede for those that need prayer. Praise God. If you're here and need special prayer, you know to push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You don't just have to sit there. You can push one on your dial. Get special prayer today. Praise the Lord. And we will pray for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's my daughter, Maginice. You on here with me? Push one, Magic. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're here with me today. Maginice, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, you know, I like that one. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lord today. How he loves us today. Praise the Lord. I guess my daughter isn't here with me today. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise God. I need a volunteer prayer today. Who's going to pray for us today? Praise God. Push one on the dial today. Praise the Lamb. If you would pray for us, one of my sons maybe is here with us. Praise the Lamb. Brett, you here? Praise God. One of my sons, Raphael. Praise the Lamb. Reggie, where is my children at today? Do I have any? I'm going to open these mics and go to holler through them in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. I better get somebody here. Praise God to pray today. Erica, 630. Who's calling?
Hey, Prophet, I got Reggie right here for you.
You got Reggie right there for me?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. All right, praise God. Then Reggie is going to pray today. Hallelujah, praise God. Is he willing to pray for us?
Yep, I'm right here.
Right, wait a minute. Let me see who else this is. Right, wait a minute. Reggie's going to pray. Who is this right here? 224.
This is Magic's Prophet. I had pressed 1. I don't know what happened, but I had to hang up and call back, and I'm here.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did. So we're going to have 2 prayers today. That's wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Reggie, listen, I want you to focus on the show and on the release of the anointing of the of prophecy on the show today. I want you to center on that. Praise the Lamb of God, as well as our sick and shut in. And those that we normally pray for, Imagineese, when you pray, I want you to come and I want you to pray, praise the Lamb of God, for those, hallelujah, and for our nation, rather, and our world, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, people of God, we're on the verge of a war. This North and South Korea, people of God, this is serious. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And we need to be in a prayer posture right now, praise the Lamb of God, because we don't know what is this going to, how it's going to affect us with the president saying he definitely is going to get involved if they launch those missiles, praise God. And they're shooting test missiles and have one loading missile raised already pointing in that direction. Their armies are practicing, they're marching. They geared up. They, listen to me. They are not bluffing when they have gone this far. And this young dictator, praise the Lamb of God, will push the button. You can look in his eyes and see the demon. He will do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just to get his name written down in history like his father and his forefathers were. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Praise God. So we want to pray. We want to pray for the saints today. Hallelujah. Those that's hurting, shut in. Those that's sick. But we're praying for the fast. Magnus, focus on the fast also. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget the gathering, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget the gathering. Continue to pray for that, people of God. God is going to do so much for us when we all get together. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, Reggie.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Bless
Father God,
your name,
we come
Lord.
To you today. Thank you, Father God, for being God. We thank you for what you do in our lives, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are a mighty, strong, powerful God. Father, we come telling you that we love you. We come telling you that we adore you. We come blessing your name, Father God. We come bowing down in worship and praise and adoration to you, Father God. We come giving you our all, Father God. We come asking for repentance, Father God, for anything that we have done that is not like you, Father God. Clean it up, burn it out, and get it out, Father God, so we can flow in your perfect will, Father God. But we want to be like you, Father God. We want to be what you have created us to be, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to go with us, Father God. Grow with us, Father God. Live in us, abide in us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, put your spirit inside of us, Father God, that every time we get off track, Father God, that we will get back on track, Father God. We ask, let this show today, Father God, just pour out your glory in a mighty way, Father God, on this show today, Father God. Let it be unlike any other show that we've ever had, Father God. Open up our mouth, Father God, and our ears, that we will be right straight to the throne, Father God, and hearing and saying what thus says the Lord, Father God. Pour out your anointing in this place today, Father God, that everyone listening, Father God, will be touched unlike never before, Father God. We ask you to open up the airways, Father God. Get people on there who who normally don't call in, Father God, because the Lord has just something to say to release in this land, Father God. We ask you to just speak mightily today, Father God. Go with Prophet Shakespeare, Father God, and his family and everyone else who's going to come on the show and release words from heaven, Father God. We ask you to move us out the way, Father God, and move in the way, Father God. Say what you have to say, Father God. That way your glory and your will can be done throughout this land, Father God. For we love you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done. Father God, go with our families, Father God. Go with the sick and shut in, Father God. Go with them, Father God. Be a healer,
yes,
Father God.
God.
Love them, Father God. Touch them, Father God. Get them up so they can get on track and do what your will says, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we declare that you are Lord. You are mighty. You are great, and there's nothing that you can't do, Father God. So we move over, Father God, and we say, do your will, Father God. Have your way today, Father God. Be strong, Father God. Just show up and show out, Father God. Just shut this place down, Father God, unlike never before, Father God. So we will get strengthened and we will go and we will fight and we will take back what is rightfully yours, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that we are ready, Father God. And we ask you to just do something today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For we love you, Father God, and we thank you, Father God. There is none like you, Father God. And we just bless your name, Father God. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Shalom, Father God. And we just bow down in obedience, Father God, and tell you to have your way today.
Yes,
have your way today, God, Father God. Have your way in our lives, Father God. Have your way in our lives, Father God. Have your way with the way that we live our lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just say we love you, Jesus.
Yeah, we love you, Lord.
We adore you, God. We just tell you that we love you, God. You are mighty, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that it is so and it is done. And we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We honor you, God. We magnify you and we exalt you, God. We thank you, God, for another time that you have allowed us to gather together, oh God. We don't take it lightly, God, that you chose us for a time such as this. And we come, God, thanking you, God, but also with a repentant heart, God. I ask you, God, to forgive us, God. Forgive us, God, that you have endowed us with the word, God, and we didn't speak it. I come repenting for the church as a whole, God. We did not spread your gospel. We did not spread the gospel of repentance. Instead, we spread the gospel of prosperity, oh God. Please forgive us, God. Please forgive your people, God, and your shepherds, God, and your evangelists, God, that did not release your word, God. When we did not, we saw the people that were lost, God. We saw the people that needed you, God. And we had the word in our belly, God, and we didn't release it, God. So I ask you, God, to forgive us for that, God. Forgive us, God, and give us another chance, God. Give us another chance to get it right, God. Endow us again, God. Fill us up again, God, and give us another chance to go out, God, and reach the lost, to reach the suffering, God, to reach those who do not know you, God. I ask you, God, for forgiveness, God, of all the unrighteous things that are going on within your church, God. I ask you, God, to forgive us for that. Forgive us, God, for not standing on watch. Forgive us, Father, for the gatekeepers, God, that did not keep the gate, God. Forgive us, God, for allowing all abominable things, God, that have entered into your house, God. We ask you, God, to forgive us, God, because we allowed it, God. So I ask you, God, that you would strengthen us, Father. Strengthen us, Father, and try us again, God. Fill us up again, God. Use us again, God. Endow us again, God, so that we might be strong, Father, and be strong in valor, God, that we would stand strong, Father, for your word, God, and we would stand strong, Father, for your church, God, and for your buildings, God, and even for your people, God. So we thank you, God, for the relief that you've given us in this season, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing for PSMI, God, and for true church, God, and for all those who are listening to this broadcast, God, and how you are elevating us, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for this fast, God, and I ask you, God, for strength of those who are participating in the fast, God, that you would keep us away from temptation, God, from those things that have come before us, God, that would allow us, God, to get distracted, God. I ask you, God, to strengthen us for that, God, for we are pressing, Father, for purpose, God. We want to live for purpose, God. We want to live a purpose-driven life. So I thank you, God, for using us. I thank you, God, for all the dreams and the visions that you are giving us in this season. I thank you for the revelations, God. We don't take it lightly, God, because you could shut up heaven and not speak again to us, God. But you chose, God, to still show us your glory.
people, including us. Strengthen us for what is to come, oh God. Bear us for what is to come, oh God. Let our spirits and our bodies prepare for what is to come, oh God. I ask you, Father, you are ready to anoint me and your people, God. That will make them want to eat healthier, oh God, and be healthier, oh God, so that we might be strengthened to run the race that is before us, oh God. I thank you, God, for every dream and every vision that you have given me, God. I thank you, God, for every dream and vision and revelation that you have given Prophet Shakespeare and every other person that you have told to give it in this season, oh God. We thank you for the revelation. We ask, Father, for an anointing to interpret what we're saying, oh God. And grace to our remembrance, even the things that you showed us in times past that are the times that are now, God. We ask that you would bring it to our remembrance, oh God, so we will know how to pray, so we will know what to do, oh God, because we can do nothing without you. And we thank you, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, oh God. And we just say, have your way, God. From this day forward, God, have your way. Have your way in our lives. And we bless you and we honor you. We adore you. We love you, God. We love you. We love you. And we just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. We thank you. Name above all names, we thank you. We thank you and we count it all joy, oh God. And we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, people of God. Thank you. Thank you, my son, my daughter. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, Matt Janice. Thank you so much for being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God and taking us to the place, hallelujah, where we need to be as it relates to the throne of grace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, people of God. I tell you, guys, you think that you have it and you have packaged your prayer. Something else, praise the Lamb of God, hits your heart and your mind. Praise the Lamb of God. A bus turned over down in Texas. Texas just having so much problem. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what spirit that is. Hallelujah. But a chartered bus turned over, killing a couple of people. Hallelujah. And sending many others to the hospital. So we're praying there. Praise the Lamb of God. We pray all the time for our brother Elder Bennett, hallelujah, who drives buses of such across the country. And we just pray that the Lord's hand keep him and the others. Praise the Lamb of God. They're transporting people. We want to continue to pray, hallelujah, in that vein and in that area, people of God. Just so much going on, so much. I tell you, it's just crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. How much is going on in our society right now. And I believe God is trying to wake us and shake us up. Praise the Lamb of God. But we are becoming more and more callous to it. It's just as though, you know, this is the norm and this is the way things are and the way things are supposed to be. And it's not. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not, people of God. And we are the world changers. Praise the Lamb of God. We are the world changers. So let us continue to pray. Hallelujah. As we go. Thank you all again. Hallelujah. My daughter here, I know this Lily got some kind of dream or something she want to share. Lily, that's you?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Prophet.
Good afternoon. What you got to share?
I had a dream dated on February 13th. I wrote it down. That I wanted to share. In this dream, I'm going to read it as I wrote it because I don't want to
miss out on it. Tell us what the dream is concerning first so our minds will be. What is concerning?
I believe this dream is pertaining to exactly what's going on with Korea, with North Korea.
Okay. I see.
I was sitting in what looked like a theater with two female cousins. We were watching President Obama give his State of the Union address or some type of address to the nation. When I started hearing sirens going off, the sirens that they used during the world wars to alert people that an incoming bomb was coming. At first, everyone was sitting there curious as to what was going on when I realized what those sirens meant. Next, I was outside running. I was telling my cousins we needed to get to our children. I got in what looked like a vehicle. I thought my cousins were behind me, and when I looked back, they had took off in the opposite direction. I was about to get out and warn them when a siren started going off again, and I heard the sound of incoming planes. I looked in horror when something started dropping from the sky. A green vapor was everywhere. One of my cousins dropped to the ground immediately, and the other cousin tried to fight the green mist swirling around her, but she was soon overcome. I started noticing everyone who was outside started to drop to the ground. I was about to get out the vehicle when I heard a thump on the hood of the car, and my mind projected what happened. A bomb of green substance was dropped, and the vapor started coming in through the closed sunroof. Not a whole lot, so I got a towel and somehow covered the area and covered my mouth and nose with my shirt until the mist evaporated. During this time, my mind kept saying, the Japanese have done it. They have finally carried on with their threat and bombed us. The reason why I said Japanese is because my mind had projected an Asian-looking person at that time while I was in the vehicle. So I kept thinking it was the Japanese who done it. I looked out the windshield and I could see people falling to the ground everywhere, overcome by the green gas. Then it started to clear, and it was over. I ran to my cousin, who was taken down second. She started to wake, and I then went to my other cousin. She refused to open her eyes. She kept saying, leave her alone. I kept shaking her and saying, Donald, who was her deceased brother, wouldn't want her to be like this, but she still refused to open her eyes and get up. She kept saying she was done and didn't want to have anything to do with us. I finally gave up because I remember my daughter, and I need to get to her. And then basically I found my daughter, and that was the end of that dream. Hmm. But there was no bloodshed in the dream. There was no death in the dream. It was
It seemed like, you know, when you talked about the green vapor, and it may be Japan, because Japan is green is the color of prosperity, and they are doing a lot of business here in America. They're buying up a lot of properties and corporations and things of this nature. They own a slice of America already, and this is the fear of the economists that not too far off, that the Japanese, praise the Lamb of God, will virtually own America, have more stock in America than Americans themselves. And so that could be what you're seeing there, since you didn't see anyone hurt or anything like that, but being overcome by the Japanese when it comes down to prosperity and things of this nature. So that could be it, praise the Lamb of God. The flip side of the coin is that would be the war that all would fear, and that is an invasion of Japan on America when it comes down to any type of war of that nature. We definitely don't want to go to war with Japan. Two countries that America do not want to mess with is Japan, and the other one is Israel. we don't want no trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. I would rather fight Japan than Israel, though. Really, praise God, because of the fact that they are God's chosen people, and God has made a pronouncement to defend and protect them. Praise the Lamb of God, and it would just be to our worst end, should I say, for something like that to carry on. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. For that dream. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, the Lord is visiting. The Lord has given vision and dreams and all dimensions. Praise the Lamb of God of our lives. Hallelujah. If we are alert and aware, praise God. I want to get into this word, because I want to open the mics for prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. Call your neighbor, call a friend. Praise the Lamb of God, and tell them it's going to be prophecy on the show today. But I want to not detour from where we are in our journey. Praise the Lamb of God for this powerful prophetic release. Praise the Lamb of God that God is calling us to in this fast. Praise the Lamb. Let me put it that way, that God is calling us to in this fast. This is not us calling on God. This is God calling on us, praise the Lamb of God, to bring us to the place, hallelujah, of full mantle, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates in Him. A lot of us have our war clothes on. A lot of us I have our armor and this, that, and another, but there's something, praise the Lamb of God, that's not quite in place, praise the Lamb of God, if you would, hallelujah, with the prophetic timing of God, hallelujah, our prophetic training, hallelujah, and praise the Lamb, because we must remember this, people of God. A lot of people don't like to open themselves up to really realization of what really took place in the days of Christ. Jesus trained his disciples. They weren't just saved and just went, oh, we got Jesus, and went out doing, laying hands, casting out demons. They had been with him a significant period of time before he gave them any authority over the enemy. And that time that they were with him was daily training, daily teaching. daily discipleship. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't want to be taught. They don't want to be trained. Praise the Lamb of God. And they think that they just got it because, you know, well, I got the Holy Ghost. The baby, sit down and learn something. Just get you a chair and sit down and learn something. And you're not the first one that showed up with their wig on backwards. Just sit down and learn something today. Praise the Lamb of God. So, you know, we have to come to a place, praise the Lamb, that to recognize that that type of attitude does not breed, praise the Lamb of God, prophetic power. We must remember, praise the Lamb of God, that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by his spirit. So being macho and trying to walk around like you the superpower and this, that, and another and all that means nothing to God. Praise the Lamb of God. You will fall before one of the weakest demons, praise the Lamb of God, that Satan has. Hallelujah. If you're not trained, if you're not equipped, if you're not ready, we need the armor, praise the Lamb of God. But then we need to know how to utilize, hallelujah, the weapons of our warfare. We need to know how to utilize prayer, praise the Lamb of God, hello, light bulbs, and then the power of God that he's given us, hallelujah, to combat the enemy and to win the world, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We have to know when to hold up, fold up. We have to know when to run. We have to know when to walk away. Praise the Lamb of God, so to speak. So we have this dynamic timing of God, praise the Lamb of God, towards these dispensations that come. And I want to share this with you all very briefly, and then we're going to enter into another place. Praise the Lamb of God. But we must understand, hallelujah, that the dispensations that took place, praise the Lamb of God, when Christ came into the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God, this dispensation that we call grace, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, brought about the grace and favor of God upon mankind to be saved by faith, praise the Lamb of God, and by their confession of faith through repentance. Hello, somebody, praise the Lamb of God, by their confession of faith through repentance. See, this is very important to you, believer, hallelujah, that you may understand this. You are not saved just because you believe. You are saved because you believe, and your belief moves you to the place of repentance. Now, if you're not repentant, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, then you just like the devil. He believe and tremble also, but he not saved. Ding dong, the witch just died. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. So you must understand that. Repentance has to come into place. And this is the dispensation that Jesus comes into, praise the Lamb of God, that caused John the Baptist and his cohorts, praise the Lamb, to preach a prefab, if you would, gospel of repentance. John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, it's about to be ushered in. It's at your grips. It's at your hand reach. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise the Lamb of God. The authority of heaven is about to be dispensed into the earth realm. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay? Praise God. So now, hallelujah, since John the Baptist has prefabbed and conditioned this, praise the Lamb of God. Remember, he was a prophet and a preacher. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because he's prophesying. One is coming mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy, praise the Lamb of God, to lace up or unlace or whatever. Praise his sandals. I'm not worthy to touch. Hallelujah. I indeed, listen to him now. Listen to him now. I indeed, I baptize you with water, praise the Lamb of God, as a demonstration of your repentance. Now, he didn't baptize all of these people. He's conditioning them. Watch this. But he that's coming behind him. Watch what he says now. He says, I indeed baptize you with water, but there coming one mightier than I, who shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, now, I hope you really heard that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I hope you really heard what I said. Hallelujah. So that is a conditioning, praise the Lamb of God, that repentance gives us. Hallelujah. Repentance gives us access, praise the Lamb of God, and causes us to be accessible, hallelujah, and ready for the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. Without repentance, we don't get the Holy Ghost, nor the fire. Come on, talk to me here now. It's right there in your Bible. Shakespeare didn't write it. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't get the Holy Ghost nor the fire without repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. These sidewind churches that you've been going to that just say only believe, and they bring you up to the front, and you join church and don't join Christ, and they don't lead you to true repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why you don't have no power. That's why you're powerless. That's why you can't call things as not as though they, you know the scripture. Yeah, and that's why you can't cast out demons. And that's why all the rest is not, praise the Lamb of God, afflicts to you as a benefit, praise the Lamb of God, from being a citizen of the kingdom of God. Because you have not yet went through the process, praise the Lamb of God. We must repent of our sins, praise the Lamb of God. There's no way around it. Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. There's no way around repentance. Believe all you want to. What's the word I'm looking for here? Praise the Lamb of God. The evidence of your belief is predicated upon your repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You repent because you do believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. You repent because you do believe that he died for your sins. You repent because you do believe that he rose from the grave. You repent because you do believe that you can receive the precious gifts of the Holy Ghost. That's why you repent. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, if you're not going to repent, then there ain't nothing given to you. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know I ain't going to get no amens on this. Because we like this easy. Come on, join the church. You in heaven, and everybody going to heaven. We like that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But it's right there in your Bible. Why did John the Baptist have to come as the forerunner if it's not true? And he wasn't preaching nothing but repentance to Israel. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. It's right there in your Bible. You read in Matthew, the third chapter. It's right there. See what he was crying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He prefabbed the way. Make straight the way of the Lord. Because Jesus ain't coming to you and you crooked. Make straight, praise the Lamb of God, the way of the Lord. He ain't coming and you crooked. How do I get straight? Repent. Repent of what? My sins. Repent of what? A life without God. Repent of what? A life without the knowledge of God. Repent of what? I did things independent of God's word. Praise the Lamb of God. Of God's will. Of the will of the King. Of his decrees. Of his oracles. Of his commandments. Of his rulership. Of his laws. I did things outside of that. Independently. Praise the Lamb of God. So I must repent. And say, I'm turning from my independency. And I'm turning towards your dependency. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm giving up my democracy. And I'm coming into your theocracy. praise the Lamb of God, that you might have rulership over my life. Hallelujah. Now, that's across the board. There's no point at no classified sin. All of it we repent of, praise the Lamb of God, we turn from. Now, praise the Lamb of God, your ground is fertile for the seed, hallelujah, for the fruit of the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God. Your ground is fertile, hallelujah, for empowerment. Your ground is fertile, praise the Lamb of God, for the Holy Spirit to enter into and give you brand new life. Without repentance, you don't get it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. Woo. Wait a minute. I need somebody to talk to me here just a few minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Where my son, Brett? Brett, you on here with me? Push one, Brett. Where you at? I need Brett here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Brett not on. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that Brett is not on here. All right. Praise the Lamb. Let me see. Who else can I get here, praise the Lamb of God, to walk with me here? Pastor Brad, if you're here, you can push one. Prophet Darrell, if you're here, push one. Praise the Lamb of God. Is there any men in the house today? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I'm going to tell you something, people of God. Men, praise the Lamb of God, when we repent, it's a repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. When men repent, it's a repentance, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, here he is. Here's my son, right? I'm calling his name, and I'm not looking at the board. Brett, how you doing?
I'm good, Prophet. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, man. You don't sound your jubilant self.
I'm just pressing through, Prophet. I'm good, though. I'm good.
Well, we all pressing through, man. Praise
I'm
the Lamb.
I'm grinding. I'm going through, but I'm grinding. So
you grinding it through, huh?
I'm
praise the Lamb.
Brett, I just need
you to talk to me a minute. Praise the Lamb of God, because I know you're one of those men that have had the transformation of life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Tell me something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do you remember repenting? Your first time? I'm talking about really, really considering yourself the way you
mm-hmm.
were. In God,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you do remember that.
Yeah, crying like a big old baby, crying like a baby on my knees and on my face. Yeah, crying out, asking God to forgive me for some of the things that I have done. Yeah, mhm, yeah. Even before I came out to California, I laid on the floor at Embassies of Christ Church and the altar. They allowed us to come into the altar anytime between 4 o'clock and 6 before intercessory prayer on that altar and pray. Everybody had an hour to pray, and I can remember being the only person in there one particular Wednesday, just crying out to God, asking Him to forgive me, and He continues to transform me, man, strengthen me during that season. So yeah.
Wow, praise the Lamb. Now, tell me this: after you repented, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Did you enter into a place of refreshing, a place of fellowship with the Holy Spirit? Is what I'm really trying to get to.
I actually, Prophet, every time the two times that I really just poured out to God, I went into a season of fasting, a strong season of fasting. I think that time I maybe was on a 10-day fast, or started a 21-day Daniel fast.
Okay.
And I began to just, you know, I got up every morning and pray, like the same kind of schedule I have now. I try to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and read some word, pray, and exercise. And then, you know, then I was working at the time, so I would work. And I just began to just really, really, really press in to the place of study and physical fitness, and just trying to cleanse myself from the things that was had me bondage, you know, had me in bondage and yoke. And
Lord,
so right praise. Now I'm going through the process of really repenting of my finances and of the times that I placed money where it didn't supposed to go, and that's what we're all, that's what we're, that's what our family is right now. We're repenting, but not sowing seed that we're supposed to do, not giving. You know, we can give, you know, repent of tithes and then start trying to give, but it's not going to turn around right away. You know, it's still a process.
Yeah,
God wants to see if we're faithful.
That's right. God's going to test your faith and stuff in that area. I tell everybody that when you get on the road of getting it right with God, God said, well, you did wrong so easily for so long. Let me see, can you do right now?
Mm-hmm.
And the test comes, praise the Lamb of God, in the testing of your faith to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you're on board with God. But when you don't waver, praise the Lamb of God, just as sure as I'm talking to you, man of God, you listen to your pop today. Breakthrough is inevitable. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when it comes, you'll never have to go through this stage again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be such a relaxing in you about the provision of God that is coming until even when you don't see it, you're just going to say, I ain't worried about that. God will take care of that, and he's going to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's where I'm at in God, because I do what God tells me to do. And so I don't worry about the rest of the stuff. I just say, look, it's coming. The Lord will do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he always see me through whatever, praise the Lamb of God, he has assigned me to. Hallelujah. In that season. Now tell me this. Do you remember being filled with the Holy Ghost?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I can remember being when I was in Indiana, I had a real awesome experience with the ministry there, and I can remember Pastor Cedric Oliver laying his hands on me, and I can remember that power coming on me and speaking in tongues, and really just really going deeper in prayer. I could just remember that power, that anointing that was on me, and just the revelation of the word started coming more alive in me. So yeah, I can remember being blessed.
Wow, the Lamb of God. You know, but once your pipeline is clear, praise the Lamb of God, of sin, people of God, and you have repented of your sins to God, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to tell you this, whoever it was that led you to repentance, praise the Lamb of God, you owe them a hug. You really
Pastor
do.
Cedric,
praise the
yeah,
Lamb
Pastor,
of God.
Pastor Cedric Oliver of Embassies of Christ. Mm-hmm.
You owe that person a hug. You owe that person a big hug, because let me tell you something. Nobody will never, ever lead you into nothing any greater than repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That opened the door of heaven for you through all eternity. You better listen to the man of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. That opened the door to you throughout all eternity. That gives you access to God. On more than a person who's crying out, hallelujah, who really don't know the Lord. You have been adopted into the family of God. You're now calling on him as a child, as a child of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And then somebody going to say, well, we all his children. You're not his child till you get adopted, Gentile. You're not born into the world as his child.
Amen.
So don't get this twisted, Gentile. Praise the Lamb of God. Your sin nature separates you from God from birth. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
So don't think you know you got this special relationship because you were born into the world. You must repent of your sins. Then the adoption comes. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Then you enter into the covenant of adoption, the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. And you become a child of God. Now that's the word of God, point blank. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And woe to these preachers who are not teaching it, who are not teaching people how to be processed so that you can acquire the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what we're concerned with, people of God. I'm wanting them to talk on this because when you know, and to hear him speak concerning this and where we are in the teaching I just gave you out of Matthew, the third chapter, Praise the Lamb of God when the baptism comes, because we're going to Pentecost, and we must understand this. Praise the Lamb of God. He will baptize you, John said, with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's a conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs. And what we have to consider is a lot of us may have the Holy Ghost and we don't have the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It ain't a one-package deal.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk to me here, somebody. And he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You want them both, believer. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you got the fire, you got the Cain Heppage then. They can't stop you from talking about Jesus when you get the fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you get the fire, you get holy boldness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you get the fire, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The fire spreads.
Mm-hmm.
When you get the fire, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a whole different level. And that's what I'm leading you to. I'm leading you to a place of renewal in this. Praise the Lamb of God. That we can receive the freshness of the outpouring. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
So we can do all the things that God would have us do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. That we can do all that God would have us do in this season towards, praise the Lamb of God, the saving of souls, towards a revival. Praise the Lamb. I want you to be standing in the grocery line and the lady in front of you has a one of the walker crutch things, and she's standing there trying to maneuver, and everybody is standing around watching her, and she's holding up the line, and some people complain, and everybody's attention is on her, and you look at her, and the Holy Ghost say, lay hands on her.
How?
You look at her and say, ma'am, I see you in pain here. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
She look back at you and say, sure.
Yes.
And you just lay hands on her and say, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. Now, fire go through her, the cane or the thing go up in the air, and she go to running around.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
That's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to see you at the hair shops getting your hair done. Praise the Lamb of God. And somebody come in a wheelchair, and the place is packed. And the God tells you, tell that girl in that wheelchair to rise up in my name.
Mm-hmm.
And you wait on the opportune time and say, let's go, Holy Ghost, with boldness.
Mm-hmm.
Grab her hand and say, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. That's what I'm talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. And the whole, everybody in there converts.
Mm-hmm.
And people in there say, oh, my God. Oh, my God, you got out of the will. I've been knowing this girl. Oh, my God, looking at you. And then you say, hey, wait a minute, let me tell you what this is. It's not me. That same Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 That was crucified and died and went in the grave and rose again. Hallelujah. It's his power.
Hallelujah.
This is his doing. And I'm just here to tell all you all, he want to give it to you. He wants you to have the power. Oh,
yes,
I feel
Father.
God here. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Glory to Jesus all over me.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father.
Yes,
glory
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 I want you to receive the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As many as you who will believe on his name and be baptized, repenting of your sins, you shall be saved and receive the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the gospel, people of God. That's the gospel right there. It ain't no long rendition. As many of you as believe on his name, repent of your sin, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
You know, Pastor, my dad is at home right now, and he lost his eyesight. Man, right when I 2011. You know, he's out of one eye right now. He's going to be going to surgery in the next couple of months. And before I come home, is, you know, this fast is right in the season before we come back home, you know. And, you know, I just had this vision of being able to lay hands on him. I said, Dad, it's possible, you know, Jesus healed the blind, man. And I believe that God is creating a season to be able to lay hands on you to be able to see again. And what a miracle that will be just for my family in itself. So you're speaking a confirming word for me for this season, because I believe the transformation completely in my family, because I don't think it's a spirit of repentance. You know, everybody say they're going to church and they believe God, but deep down, I don't think that, you know, they still go back to the things that they've been doing and saying, you know what I'm saying? And you see a part change just when they go to church. But after church, what we talked about yesterday, is not really a change, but nothing's really changing. But clothes going back and forth to church, and nobody's not really being totally healed. And there's a lot of people that's sick, man. So many people that's sick.
Oh, my God in heaven. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this right now, son. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The power of Jesus Christ is allowing these conditions, praise the Lamb of God, to be as they are, hallelujah, so that he can work mightily through it. See, these are divine setups, and a lot of people don't know it. Praise the Lamb. All these conditions and stuff that we're seeing, that everybody complaining about, this is the opportunity for God to show off his power.
Hallelujah.
We falling up on, look how bad they, people ain't got no money, and this and God is ready to work a miracle. People of God, let me tell you something. Jesus said this. Praise the Lamb of God. I know a lot of you all just want some prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to give you something that's going to cause the prophecies to come true in your life from now on. But listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus said these words to his disciples. Hallelujah. Bread. Praise the Lamb. Jesus said these words. He said, greater works.
Greater works.
What you do in my name. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are limiting. We're limiting the greater works. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got any preachers? Well, we're doing greater works because we on television. Jesus couldn't be on television. And everybody in your church sick.
Hallelujah.
That ain't no greater work, man.
There ain't no breakthroughs, nothing.
Ain't no greater works. Greater works, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Deals with what John says at the end of his gospel. He said, if all Jesus began to do and say was recorded in books, the world wouldn't be able to hold them.
Yes.
The world couldn't contain. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm telling you, people of God, it's time for us to get up off the stool and the pew of do nothing and get involved with the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and winning this world back. Jesus died for this world. God gave him to suffer and die for it. Do you think he wanted to go to hell? He don't.
Amen.
But we sitting on the pew of satisfaction. I'm saved. That's all that matters. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm saved. Hallelujah. That ain't enough. He saved you to save.
The message was good on Sunday. The message was good on Sunday.
Y'all got to see I'm on fire here. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm on fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Y'all forgive me. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we finna make a shift. Praise the Lamb of God. But man of God, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. Once we get this formula right and we start praying over it and praying through it and praying over it and praying through it and receiving the revelation from God, hallelujah, let me tell you something. We're going to do miracles. To say, well, people ain't got this, people ain't got this. They went to the prophet, I don't have no nothing. No. He said, what you got at home? I got some oil. Go borrow pots from the people around you. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the little oil, just pour it in each of the pots. The lady looked at him like, take the little bottle of oil I got and pour it in the pots. That's what I want you to do. And the oil never stopped running. Come back. Yeah. Got a house full of oil. Go sell the oil and pay your bills and live off the rent.
Yeah.
A rich right there on the spot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God wants us to do a greater work, people of God, but we are limiting the power of God, praise the Lamb of God, through the limitations of our experiences and where we've been and the churches we sit in. Hello, light bulbs. We're limiting the power of God because of our experience. And the churches we sit in, that's not preaching power and demonstration. And so because we don't see it, we don't do it. Because we're going by what's happening at the church house. My God in heaven.
Yes, God.
Don't you limit God in this season to what your church can and cannot do. His name is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. How great is your God? How powerful is your Jesus when he rose with all power? What can he not do? I want you to answer me. What can he not do?
Hallelujah.
When he then spoke to the wind and the waves and they obeyed him. What can he not do when men been thrown in lions' dens and he shows up in the den of lions, rubbing the shaggy mane of the lion, and Daniel's laying his head on one of them sleep?
Hallelujah.
What can he not do when his children are thrown in fiery furnaces and the fire don't burn him? What can he not do when they walk up against seas and mountains around them and the Red Sea open and they cross on dry land? In moments, the Red Sea opened and the ground was dried for them to cross over while a wall of fire held back Pharaoh's army. What can he not do when he opened the heavens every day for 40 years and rained down bread? Can he not do when he brought quails from the sea, waters from rocks? What can he not do when he drove out all the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Amalekites out of the promised land just so his children can go in and have a place of provision? A place of prayer, place of praise. Hallelujah. Do you know how much God really loves you? And you sitting up worrying about a bill? Do you know how much he really loves you?
Thank you, Father.
Stretch forth your hands to the mighty God.
Thank you, Father.
And receive from him. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hands to the mighty God and receive from him. Hallelujah. He is the way maker. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
He is the way to spend the life. Hallelujah. He will pay. He will open doors.
Yes, oh God.
Will heal. He will deliver.
Yes, Father.
Best of his children. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Mm. Hallelujah. If you don't believe in his power, don't call on his name. Because this is what the word of God says to us. We come unto him, we must first of all believe that he is El Shaddai. I am. You got to believe that he is. Then if you come into him, you must believe that he's a rewarder. of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Woo! My God in heaven.
Oh, my God. I feel some stir.
Jesus, Jesus. I feel the Lord here. I feel God here.
Yes.
Feel the Lord stretching out in me, Grandma Boyd.
Yes, oh God.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my glory,
yes,
Father. Right now, God.
I hear you, God.
Have your way, Father, right now, God. Touch right now, God.
The Lord told me to open the lines, and he told me to tell the people, he said, I'm ready to bless them. That's what the Lord told me. Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Father. Tell the people that I am ready to bless them. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Lamb of God. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. As you push one on your dial, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to respond to you today. Praise the Lamb of God in this prophetic flow that we're entered in here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Father, what you got to say to your son, Brett, here today? Brett is here, Father. He's your son. Hallelujah. And I know you love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Give your praise and honor and glory for your word and your works, Lord. You are awesome in all your ways today. Hallelujah. You are awesome in all your ways. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. How he loves us today. Oh, I just need to hear a little bit of this. Do y'all want to listen to a little bit? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I give you praise.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody would with me that's listening. I wish somebody would praise him with me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. To give him love back for the love he's
given
us.
We love you, God. We give you praise.
Your spirit's deposit.
Glorify your name, God.
Your fire
your
that's
holy
on
name,
the
ground.
Oh,
God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Way, God. Move
Lord,
your
I give you
right now, God.
Give you honor, glory.
Oh, God, you're so worthy
for your
to be praised, Father God.
Thank
hallelujah,
you.
Father God. We worship you. We praise your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, God, we lift up praise unto you today, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, loving us. Yes. Thank you for your love.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your love, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, Brett, the Lord told me to tell you that he loves you today, praise the Lamb of God, and that he's opening, praise the Lamb of God, an effectual door for you. He said when he opened this door, when you walk through this door, once this door is open, praise the Lamb of God, you will never be in the condition that you're in now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
God.
He's opening a door. When you walk through this door, praise the Lamb of God, you will never, ever, ever be in the condition, praise the Lamb of God, that you are in right now. Praise
thank
the Lamb
you,
of God. Hallelujah. This
thank
is the door. Hallelujah. It's going to take you into the place of wealth. Praise the Lamb of God that God has promised on your life. It's manifest
you,
for you. Praise the Lamb
thank
of
you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. You have been
thank
faithful.
You.
Praise the Lamb. You have been up and down, in and out, Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You,
you have heard the voice of the Lord and you have followed it. And God says, the Lamb of God, that he is now going to open the way for you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank
an effectual door is being opened for
hallelujah.
You, man.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. Oh, glory.
Saying, God. Thank you, Father.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Praise the Lamb. What is this, Father? Oh, God. He said, tell Jaden to get ready because she's about to be in motion pictures. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about some of them top movies, man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God said, Jaden to get ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Tell Jaden to get ready. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Father. Thank
glory
you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell her I'm taking her hand, said the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, my God. Praise of God.
Hallelujah.
Man of God, I'm going to tell you this. When you look at the house, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you see all the provisions of God, just remember that He is the provision.
Hallelujah.
Remember that He is the food on the table and
yes,
that's in the cupboards. Remember He's the cars in the driveway and the ones in the garage. Hallelujah. In the garages. I put a plural S on that. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. Just remember it's God that has done all these things. Hallelujah for you. Hallelujah. And continue to declare it, to decree it. Hallelujah. And to speak into the lives of others. Leading
Amen.
Men and women to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you, son. Hallelujah.
You,
be blessed today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Prophet.
Prophetess Jasmine, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Prophet?
I'm doing just fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Jericho 303, your mic is hot.
Hello?
Jericho 303?
Hello?
Hello, Janelle?
Hi.
Hi, how are you, girl?
I am good.
She said, I'm good. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, you're wrestling with something, huh? Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Bless you today, Father. Oh, God is speaking concerning you. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Are some of you here that have not encountered the love of God? And tonight, God is going to...
God said He's changing everything around you concerning your job, your place of employment. God said everything is changing. Praise the Lamb of God, but it's changing for your betterment, says the Lamb of God. God said, let the changes take place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But these changes are for your betterment, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So let happen whatever is going on, praise the Lamb of God. God is changing some things for your betterment, praise the Lamb of God in this season. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. It is well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
God said, it's well with your family. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God said, He's heard your prayer in that area. It's well with your family. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. God said, He has not forgotten what He showed you concerning your life, saith the Lamb of God. And that it shall come to pass, says Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Jocelyn, anything you'd like to say to her?
Well, I hear the Lord saying, Sister Janelle, that He is sharpening your discernment in this season. And God is also showing me that this has been a period of like a slowdown for you. Like things are starting to slow down. And God said during this time, take some time to spend it with me in prayer. And that's the word of the Lord for you.
Thank you, Father.
The Lamb of
God. Thank you.
Jericho 504. Be blessed, Janelle. I love you.
Okay, love you too.
All right, babe. Praise the Lamb of God. Jericho 504.
Yes, sir.
Who's calling?
This is Denasia.
Denae?
Denasia.
Denasia? Where you
yes,
calling
sir.
From, Denasia?
Where am I calling from?
Yeah, you calling from the bayou?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's your name on Facebook?
My
Denasia.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing wonderful.
Praise God. Good to hear your voice. Praise God. How's things going?
Everything is going pretty good, transitioning, but everything is going all right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Didn't I just put a word on your page for you?
You sure did Monday.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Dawson, you hear something for your sister here?
Yes. Sister Denisha, the Lord just said to me that he's about to shower blessings upon your life. The Lord showed me that you're like a kid in the candy store, and you're just things are going to be opening up for you. And God says, just get ready to receive, because you have been faithful. You've been faithful to my word. You've been faithful to me, and you have been obedient. And the Lord says that he's about to bless you and reward you openly. So get ready for, it's just like almost like candy, like blessings is just going to shower upon you because of your faithfulness and because of your sincere heart. That's the word of the Lord for you, sister.
The Lord says also that he's going to, that there's several things, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to take place in your life. And you got to remember this, sweetheart. Several things that's going to take place in your life, praise the Lamb of God, to bring you to the place of ministry that he has for you. Praise the Lamb of God for what he wants you to do. Praise God. So several things are going to, like, be swing doors, praise the Lamb of God, to bring you to this place. And when I said several things, it's going to be like incidents. Stuff is going to happen, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in the midst of all of the jubilation and all of that, the blessing. Some other things is going to be taking place to bring you to the place of ministry where God has for you, because this is what you prayed for, praise the Lamb of God, and this is where you want revelation at. And God said he's going to bring you to that place, praise the Lamb of God, in time, hallelujah, for that ministry, praise the Lamb of God, to go forth. I bless you today.
I bless the Lord. Bless hallelujah. You, prophet and prophetess.
Bless you. Bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise God. Well, that's the last one. Ain't nobody else pushed the button, so we don't have to just do no more, I guess. Don't nobody else want a word. Praise the Lamb. That's fine with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can go back to teaching. Oh, there they are. Praise God. I knew something was funny here. Praise God. They're starting to hit the buttons now. Hallelujah. I was going to go back to teaching. I got a lot more I want to share. Praise the Lord. Erico 703, who's calling? Erico 703. Your mic is hot, I think. Let me see. Nope, that's my fault. I'm sorry. 703, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Who's calling?
Bruce Shellica.
Bruce Shellica?
Yes.
Oh, how you doing?
Well, praise the Lord.
This is the first time I ever heard your voice, right?
The very first time.
Hallelujah. Where you calling from, dear?
Virginia.
What, Richmond?
Arlington.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. God bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Good to hear your voice. What ministry are you with there?
Grace Covenant Church in Chantilly, Virginia.
In Chantilly? Boy, y'all got so many suburbs and stuff around there until it's crazy. There's been nowhere that you can cross the street and you somewhere else.
Very true.
In Virginia, boy. I tell you, praise the Lord. But I love that area. All right, praise the Lord. Jocelyn, what you getting for your sister?
I'm sorry. What is your name again?
It's Bruce Shellica.
Bruce Shellica?
A very beautiful name, Bruce Shellica.
Yes, that's interesting. Okay, Bruce Shellica. First, God, you know, God just wants me to just say a prayer for you and with you. Father God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you, Lord God, for her obedience and calling in. And Lord God, I pray that you would just bless her and her family even now, Lord God, because of this obedience, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for what you're doing even now in her life, Lord God. Lord God, continue to just keep your loving arms around her. And Lord God, let her feel and sense your presence, Lord God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And Lord God, even now, I pray, Lord God, that you would just give her clarity, a sound mind, and direction as to where you would want her to be and where you want her to go and do in ministry, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing and the anointing that's on her life. In Jesus' name, amen. My sister, the Lord just spoke to me concerning direction for you. The Lord says, even as you pray and as you study your word, God says he's going to begin to bring clarity into your life. There are some situations going on now with your family, and God says he's bringing restoration in that area. And God says, don't worry and don't be deceived. I see a lot of hurt around you, but the Lord says that he's healing the hurt areas in your life, and he's mending the broken pieces in your life. God says, this is not the end, this is the beginning for you. And to stay close to me, and I will guide you into the place of joy again. But the Lord says again to just rest in him and study and pray, and God says that he will give you the direction that you've been looking for. That's the word of the Lord for you, my sister.
Amen.
Okay, Basilica.
Thank you.
Sweetheart, the Lord says to you also that he's going to give you the money. Praise the Lamb of God, that you need to come from up under the yoke, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of those around you who think they're holding you in bondage, like, you know, that bondage that you feel because of them, praise the Lamb of God. In other words, he's going to make you the head and not the tail.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're going to get freed up, baby. Praise the Lord. I bless you today.
Praise him.
Hallelujah. Erica 567.
Yes, sir.
Who's calling?
This is LaShawn out of Toledo, Ohio.
Hey, LaShawn. How you doing today?
I'm well, sir.
This is wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Good to hear your voice on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Jocelyn?
Yes, LaShawn, I hear the Lord saying that doors are opening up for you. It's almost like you've come against, you know, a brick wall. It's like when you move forward, it's like something is there that stops you. But God says that he's starting to open doors for you that no man can shut. And God says to walk through it. And for you also, he says that he's increasing your discernment in this season, and trust the voice of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord for you.
Yeah, praise the Lamb
Thank
of God.
You,
the Lord said three things that he desire, praise the Lamb of God, for you to do. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Number one is, hallelujah, to forgive all in your past.
Amen.
Now, praise the Lamb of God to clear that up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And forgive them. Let them go. Hallelujah. Number two, praise the Lamb of God. God says that, praise the Lamb of God, it's up. And I don't know what this is, LaShawn. I really don't. But he called it the sacrifice of praise that he has asked you for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You work that out with God, okay?
Yes, sir.
I guess you know what that is. Praise the Lamb of God. This level of sacrifice of praise that God wants from you, that's number two. Praise the Lamb of God. The third thing is to accept your calling in ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. As an evangelist, and do the work that God has called you to do. Praise the Lamb of God through dance. Praise the Lamb of God and the prophetic word. And God says, praise the Lamb of God, that he's going to cause blessings to flow unto you that you never dreamt that you could have. That's what God says to you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless you.
Amen. God bless you both. Thank you.
All righty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Erica 224.
This is Maginese.
That's Major Janice. Praise God. Hallelujah, daughter. Praise the Lamb. All right. Praise the Lamb. Jocelyn, what you have to say to your sister?
Let me just pray with you for a second here. I don't know if this is interesting. The Lord is leading me into prayer. And Father God, I just thank you for Sister Manjanice, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for her faithfulness, Lord God, to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the season that she's in right now, Lord God, this season of growth and development, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in her life, even behind the scenes, Lord God, things that she can't see with her natural vision, Lord God, but Lord God, even in the spirit, Lord God, how you're rearranging things and reprioritizing things in her life, Lord God, and it will manifest, Lord God, in the natural. I thank you, Lord God, for her faith, Lord God, and I thank you again, Jesus, for all that you're doing in her life, and Lord God, and the growth that's taken place. Sister Matthew, the Lord has just impressed upon me that this is a season in your life where there is going to be, like, he's catapulting you into that next dimension of ministry. There's an apostolic anointing that rests upon your life, and God says everything that you're going through up until that point, Lord God, up until that point, it's for your growth, and it's for your growth and development. But God says that there is an apostolic anointing there, and you will walk in it, and all of this is for a witness to others, Lord, for a witness to others, imagine me. So God says to stand still and to stand strong in this season, because this is a season that he's ordained you to be in at this point. There's just a heaviness. There's a heaviness there, but that's his glory. That's his glory. And God says, even now, just bask in his glory. And the Lord says, this too shall pass. And that's the word of the Lord for you.
Okay, imagine these, in this ministry situation, praise the Lamb of God. Says he's bring you now into the fullness, praise the Lamb of God, of the ministry call. He's going to bring you into the fullness of your ministry call, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God says that as you walk in your ministry call, and do the things that he is telling you to do, praise the Lamb of God, that there are many that he is going to assign to sow into your life, praise the Lamb of God, that they're going to start sowing into your life. And these are not little souls neither. This ain't no crumbs of seeds that's coming, praise the Lamb of God. But God is going to cause them, some people, to really, really, really sow into your life in a great way, praise the Lamb of God. Now, warning I give to you, praise the Lamb of God, that you do not prostitute your gifts, praise the Lamb of God, as many others have done to their demise in the spirit realm, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's why you have so many fly-by-night prophets and prophetess. They come on the scene, you hear their names, they're going and going and going, and then they start prostituting their gifts out of greed. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Start prostituting their gifts, and when they do this, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord shuts them down. Praise the Lamb, hallelujah. The Lord shuts them down. All you have to do is do God's will. Praise the Lamb of God. Walk in the spirit of Prophet Shakespeare in this. Do God's will. Do what God tells you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Handle his business. He'll handle yours. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, daughter.
Amen.
Be blessed.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Error code 734.
This is Raphael, Prophet.
What do you want, Raphael? God bless you, son. How you doing today? I knew you weren't going to be able to take that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn?
Yes, Elder Raphael, Mr. Protocol, my man. Anyway, the Lord showed me a vision, and I saw you in the middle of like a tug of war. And it was like you were being pulled, But the Lord wants you to stand still and to stand firm. I heard a word saying that there is a blessing in the standing. So God says, in this season, stand still and stand firm on what you believe. You are a defender of the faith. And the Lord says to walk in it firmly, because there's a tug of war, there's a pull, left, right, left, right, left, right. But God says, stay focused, keep your face like flint, and do not be swayed in this season. That's the word of the Lord for you, Elder Raphael.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Raphael, this standing that she's talking to you about, praise the Lamb of God, is vital to your success in ministry. As I spoke to you the last time, praise the Lamb of God, in the prophetic. What this is, praise the Lamb of God, you got to plant your feet now.
Mm-hmm.
Take what comes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, where you are. Take what comes, come what may, take it, praise the Lamb of God. And don't be hopscotching to different churches and different ministries as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, your membership. Settle in where you are, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Keep your feet fast, hallelujah, unless God then told you to do something else. If God told you to do something else, then whatever he told you to do, praise the Lamb of God, do that, plant your feet, and stay, hallelujah, because your blessing is going to be in the ability for you to abide, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Now, I'm going to say this to you, praise God, and I'm going to say this because this is beneficial to everyone that's listening to my voice that has anything to do with ministry, any hopes and aspirations in ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. If you can't stay and stand the storms where you are, you will never pastor a church, because you got to have stayability. Hello, light bulbs. You will never be able to lead God's people, because God's people will lie on you. They will manipulate you. They will do all types of things to you to break your heart and your spirit. After you done gave them all the love that you have in your heart, you done gave them your money, your time, everything, and they will have money and not give you a dime. Will suck you dry. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Will want you to speak words over their lives, over their children, pray for babies, go everywhere, do everything, and when your anniversary comes, they will stay home. Listen to me. And won't give you a dime. Praise the Lamb of God. So with your aspirations and where God is taking you, you're going to have to learn to stand. Stay. And let nothing move you, because God put you there. I love you, boy.
Love you. Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Good word, Jocelyn. Area code 815.
Good afternoon, Prophet and Prophetess Jocelyn. This is Sandra.
Sandra, where you been?
Prophet,
I inboxed you.
I have been going through.
Where are you?
I'm at home. I don't have my computer anymore. I had to give it back. It was messing up.
You got a telephone.
My phone is off.
Okay, well, next time something like that happens, you know the people you reach out to, you tell them to let the prophet know what's going on.
I will do that. I do apologize.
I can pray the right prayers. Okay?
All right, Papa.
That's only because I love you and I miss you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, where you at, Jocelyn?
I'm here, and the Lord just wants me, Sister Sandra, to speak a supernatural release over your life. And right now, I just speak that supernatural release over your life, a supernatural blessing to come suddenly over your life. There's been like a blocked dam, but the Lord says for me, to in the spirit realm, to unclog it so that the flow of the blessings will flow freely in your life. And right now, I command every holdup, everything that's been held up, to release, to open up that grasp that's been, it's like a, it's a grasp that's been holding up some things for you. But right now, I break it, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. The anointing of God that's over your life will destroy every yoke. And I command all the blessings to be released now in Jesus' name. They have been held up. There's been a blockage, but right now I command it to be free so that the blessings can flow. And there's going to be a testimony from this, Prophetess Sandra. There's going to be a testimony from this, and you're going to share it on the show. You're going to share it on the show. It's going to be like an overflow of an abundance. It's just going to be an overflow. It's been like this for years. But right now is the season of the breakthrough for you. And that's the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Okay, and this is what the Lord told me to tell you to do, Sandra. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord said he wants you to get a pot. Not a pot in your kitchen, not one of them kind of pots, but like a flower pot. A flower, well, I would have to say it's a flower pot because of what he wants you to do. He wants you to, he said, get some seeds. Just all he said, get some seeds and plant it in the earth. Praise the Lamb of God in the pot. So that's, you know, plant the seed. He said, take this pot. Praise the Lamb of God. It's got to be small enough for you to put it in your window. He said, put it in your window, praise the Lamb of God, and water it, he said. And even as the sprouting and the coming forth of this plant that you're going to, these seeds that you're planting, so shall your seeds of the past do for you, praise the Lamb of God. And that Jocelyn is speaking with you, to you about, praise the Lamb of God, your seeds are going to start sprouting. Praise the Lamb of God. When your seed sprouts, then you receive your harvest. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So the Lord wants you to see this, praise the Lamb of God, in an object way. Praise the Lamb of God. So he's telling you to get you a pot, put some dirt in it, plant some seeds in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Nurture it, water it, watch and see what happens. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to decree and declare, not another broke day in your life, not another day of lack in the name of Yeshua. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I decree and declare the doors are open and that every form of witchcraft, every form of chanting, hallelujah, that I'm hearing around you, praise the Lamb of God, that somebody is chanting against you. Somebody is pretending they like you and they don't. Praise the Lamb of God. All of these false spirits, hallelujah, these spirits, hallelujah, I come up against them now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that the breaker's anointing, thank you, Father, hallelujah, come forth through the anointing of God that is upon your life in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and amen. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I give God glory. Boy, we only got two more minutes here. Bless you, Sandra. Praise the Lord. Go 3, 2, 1. Come on here. You ain't saying nothing. Error code 3, 2, 1.
God bless you, Prophet.
Who this?
This is Anthony from Florida. I had talked to you when I was in Florida, man of God.
Well, how you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing well, Apostle. I've transitioned to Atlanta, Georgia, and I tell you for ministry, and I tell you, and I just begin to call because I know that God is doing great things, and just wanted to, amen, for get some prayer because I know that, you know, I need transportation for me and my family to get around. God bless us with a new house, amen. And as soon as we got here, 2 weeks being here, he blessed us.
Hallelujah. Father in heaven, thank you now for your son. Hallelujah. There's transition. He's made that step. And now, Father, he needs you to open a brand new door. I pray for him a new vehicle, Father. I pray that you do supernaturally for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Make it in a way, oh God, that he will be pleased with it, that he will smile, that his wife will smile, that he don't have to hold his head down, that he will be proud to drive because he's your son. Hallelujah.
Thank
Show
you,
yourself God. Mighty in his life now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, we have to go. People of God, it's been a good show. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. I see all the rest of y'all waited so late to even push. Praise the Lamb of God, the buttons. But I see you lined up there. I love you. I bless you, Jocelyn. Thank you for being up. Brett, my son, thank you for interacting with me. All of my intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. It's been good. See you on the page tonight at 10:30 for the prophetic flow. Be blessed.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm big wheel.